Here at the Syngenta booth at the National Farm Machinery Show, I am speaking to one of Syngenta's Resistance Fighters of the Year. Paul, could you introduce yourself for me?
Yes, I am Paul Bartschinger. I'm from Hutchinson, Minnesota, which is about 50 miles west of the Minneapolis area.
First, Paul, I want you to explain, what is a Resistance Fighter of the Year?
Well, they chose me and one other individual from Georgia. We've been kind of on the leading edge as far as, first of all, recognizing the situation in certain weeds and coming up with ideas to overcome it and fix the problems out in the country.
Well, what are some of the toughest weeds that you're facing?
Toughest weed I deal with right now is giant ragweed. We have confirmed resistance in giant ragweed to glyphosate. Started in around 2004. We've been able to keep it isolated to a couple of townships in my geography, but it is growing, and it's certainly something to be aware of.
And so how is Syngenta helping with that?
Syngenta is developing programs, developing products to change up the mode of action that we attack these weeds with. And not only that, part of that is just creating awareness amongst growers and retailers like myself that this issue can happen. We're always kind of under the understanding that, well, that won't happen to me. But it did happen to me, and it will happen if you're using a glyphosate-only program.
How are your customers reacting to this?
You know, initially, it's kind of an interesting story because initially, my growers, if I don't have their trust, I don't have much of anything as a retailer. You kind of lose their trust for a little bit because aren't you using enough? Aren't you spraying it on time? Those kind of things. Even though we're doing everything as right as we can, these things still happen. After time, after the grower realizes, might take a year or two, well, gee whiz. Paul at Hutchinson Co-op knows what he's doing. He's right. We do got to start changing our programs. So there is kind of a little bit of a curve that we go through, a learning curve, so to speak, both on our end as retailers and as a grower.
How do you think that this is going to pan out over the years, you know, over the near future, this resistance issue?
I don't see it going away. I think it's something we're always going to have to deal with. I mean, does it mean that glyphosate as a weed control program is going to go away? Absolutely not. I think it's here to stay. We just need the management so we can get the most effectiveness out of it and keep it as economical as possible for years to come.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul, one of the Resistance Fighters of the Year here with Syngenta. I'm Cindy Zimmerman at the National Farm Machinery Show.